Well, Rory, 2016 upon us, and well, it starts with the Dr. McKenna Cup and down on Sunday. Are you and Donegal ready to rock?
Ah, we are, Tom. You know, I suppose, listen, you know, we're looking forward to it. You know, we've had the boys together really since the start of December now, and we've had a couple of challenge games. So, you know, in comparison to other years, you know, we've a fair wee bit of work done. So, you know, we've a lot of new faces in as well. So we're looking forward to seeing them in a competitive environment.
Yeah, I suppose that's the big difference between this year and last year. And I know you were coming in new and everything, but, you know, there was still the hangover from the All-Ireland. There's been a good break this year. And as you said, you've got time to get some good work done and a couple of good challenge games.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you're 100% right there. You know, this time last year, there was that hangover from the All-Ireland, and you know, the experienced squad members, you know, had done no work at all. And, you know, we were very much going into the first McKenna Cup game with one training session was all we'd really done with anybody, you know. So this year there's a different dynamic. And I think, you know, to be fair, there's a lot of quality young players have come in who, while they're very young, you know, they've got a fair bit of experience in the last number of years, both at under 21 level and at minor level, where a lot of them played in All-Ireland final. So yeah, the dynamics change, and we'll be looking for a better result, I suppose. That's the big thing, you know.
Yeah, and just remind us again about those, was the 10 or 12 players you did bring in, just remind us who they are.
Aye, well, we've the likes of young Danny Rogers in goals, we've Stephen McManaman in, Kieran Gillespie, Owen Band, Gallagher, Tony McClelland, we've Michal Carroll, we've Caelan Ward from Shunes in, we've young Rory Carr, who unfortunately dislocated the shoulder. So we have Stephen McGrarty and O'Kieran Thompson. So we have a good crop of young players in, you know.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously this time of year as well, a lot of them at college commitments. Have you got, is there many of them that you won't have for the McKenna Cup? I know, because...
Well, I don't expect to have Caelan McGonigan. I think DCU, Caelan's been with them. Yeah, DCU are looking to play Caelan in a couple of games. So I think we may have him for our last game, you know, depending on whether they qualify to the group. And Patrick McBrearty and Ryan McHugh will be with Jordan's team. But apart from that, I think we're okay, you know. You know, the likes of Owen McHugh and Stephen McBrearty and Danny Rogers are all going to be available to ourselves, you know.
Yeah. And of course, I know from listening to other players as well that the new blood has brought a bit of a buzz to the squad as well. Would that be fair to say?
Ah, no, that would be very fair to say, you know. And I think what's exciting us all is we know they're quality players, and they fitted in very well, and the training sessions have been very competitive. And you can see when they're playing football that they're there, and you know, I think it's realistic to believe that they can make their mark on the team, you know.
Yeah, and Down, St Mary's and Fermanagh, your opponents, it won't be going unnoticed to you that I suppose Down is your first league game as well, and Fermanagh, a fair chance they'll be your championship opponents.
I suppose you've always that in the back of your head, you know, but look, I suppose we also have to take it for what it is, which is just preparation for the league, really. And you know, teams will be trying out new players, and I don't think there'll be too much shown or given away to any of the teams, you know. But look, we're just delighted that we've no big travel from Anna's for this trip, and it's away on a Wednesday night, so that's a big advantage as well, you know.
Yeah, and tell me what's the plan now for the McKenna Cup? Blood some of the younger players. I know last year, in your opening game against Derry, you gave quite a lot of new faces a run out, but reverted back to the more senior players for the rest of the campaign.
Yeah, no, listen, look, we'd intend hitting the ground with, you know, very much a big mixture of new and old, you know, and probably some fringe players as well, you know, that have been in the panel or maybe played some games, you know, but I certainly would like to think that maybe four or five younger fellas thrown in, but with a hardened core of five or six experienced lads as well that have been in the panel for a number of years, because probably, to be fair to everyone that went out last year against Derry, they were thrown in very much at the deep end, but look, we'd expect to see a lot of the household names, you know, in the first game and over the course of the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, and are they all back in training now?
Oh, they are now. We've left a few of the older lads now off, you know, Colm working at his gym work, David Walsh, Big Neil, Eamon McGee, Christy, Carl. They've all been doing gym work really, and have done no pitch work, and we'll add them in as we see fit, you know.
Yeah, so they'll probably see action closer to the end of the McKenna Cup rather than the couple of early games.
I might even leave them off the whole McKenna Cup now, to be honest, you know.
Yeah.
So I might, you know, because they've done no pitch work yet, and we're gearing for them for later in the season, Tom, you know.
What are you looking for from the McKenna Cup?
Ah, look, I'm looking a wee bit like last year. I thought last year, you know, despite a bad start, we played quite well in the two games. But to be honest, you know, with the new group of players, I'll be looking to to get off to a winning start and be looking to do our absolute best to get out of the group and get more competitive games, you know, and that's what I want to do with these young fellas, give them as many competitive games over the course of the McKenna Cup and the league to see where they're at then for championship play.
Yeah, because the McKenna Cup, if you qualify for the knockout stages, runs right up to the start of the league.
It does, yeah. Listen, and you know, it's albeit, you know, it is the McKenna Cup, but if you qualify to that semi-final stage, you know, it's played as a doubleheader in Armagh over the last number of years, and you know, be pitted against some of the other top counties, you know, would be a good test for them in the short term.
Yeah, and apart from the players who haven't returned to the pitch yet, have you got everybody else available to you for selection for
we have, yeah, we have a couple of wee minor knocks, but nothing major that'll keep anybody out too long, you know, in fairness. Obviously, we don't have Darragh O'Connor or Michael Boyle, but apart from that, we have everybody, you know, that'll play at some stage in the McKenna Cup, I'd expect, you know.
Yeah, and as we said, beginning with Down this Sunday.
Yeah, beginning with Down, you know, and Down under new management as well. And we've headed Down, they always produce a lot of quality players, so they do, you know. I think they're back in Division 1 as well, so I can only imagine they've a fair bit of work done and they'll be looking to make a good start.
And are you happy with your own preparations?
I am, Tom, I have to say, you know, I really enjoyed this pre-season in comparison, probably to last year, even though I was back in after not being involved for a year. You know, and, you know, last year at the same time, there was that hangover from the All-Ireland. And, you know, that's, you know, obviously would have been out maybe and finished up on the 8th of August. The players have had a chance to regroup and they can see a huge energy, not just in the young players, but in the experienced players as well. So I really enjoyed the preparation so far.
And obviously, as you said, you want to experiment quite a lot. Quite a lot of your team are under 21s as well. And Donegal are in a new competition, which will basically be running on the Saturdays of your McKenna Cup games. Are you going to have to juggle a bit with Declan Bonner on that one?
Ah, we are actually. We just sat down with Declan actually yesterday, you know, and you know, it's going to be earmarked, you know, we take it week on week, you know, if I'm going to play four or five of them on a Sunday, he's going to take the other five or six, you know, so it is, you know, and look, we're even unfortunate with under 21s at the minute, and that Jamie Brennan has a hamstring injury, Rory Carr unfortunately just to get his shoulder, and Wee Jigger, you know, that three of the under 21s to be available to neither of us, but no, we work together on it, you know, and anybody that isn't going to play with us on the Sunday will definitely play with Declan on the Saturday, you know.
Yeah, so it's really about getting as many games now between the start of the league and getting a team ready to attack the league once it gets up and running.
Oh, that's for sure, Tom. You know, I would love to get out of the group. We'd love to get off to a winning start, you know, for these younger lads and try to get as many games as possible, and that makes the training at this time of year more bearable if you have games.